Halfway through the Book of Acts, a guy called Saul changes his name. Now, there's no explanation. He just re-emerges as a guy called Paul, who later on went on to be sainted, so we now call him Saint Paul. Now, Paul took the message of Jesus to lots of people who spoke Greek, and there is no name for Saul in the Greek language. There's no equivalent Saul. There is a word, Saulos, which means someone who minces when they walk along. I think you get the picture. Theologian Tom Wright suggests that this may be the reason that Saul changed his name. He didn't want to look a fool. He didn't want to sound like an idiot. You know, when they introduced him and said, you know, here's a guy, he's got some good news for you. He's a guy who minces when he walks along. Well, Saul didn't want that. He wanted to be taken seriously. And so he changed his name to Paul. Now, years ago, a comedian called Dick Emery, who you may well remember, he created a joke vicar, a toothy, ridiculously benign character. And you can still find the image of that if you just Google Dick Emery vicar on the internet. Now, I know that to us, the faith is something very precious and very powerful. We know what is at the heart of Christianity. But to many people on the outside, it looks like that vicar. It looks irrelevant, ridiculous, and embarrassing. And you have to ask yourself why. Why does Dick Emery come up with a character like that? Okay, it's a comic character, but it's nothing new. You know, so many ministers are portrayed in this benign way, and not just ministers, but all kinds of Christians. And I have to ask myself, what is behind that? Why are people perceiving Christianity in this strange, weird kind of way? I think it's something to do with the language, the images, the terminology, the way that people hear us speak, the way that people see us portraying things, especially when they go to church. And I think there's a great need to rethink very carefully the words we say, the phrases we use, the way we describe the faith, because we want people to get it. We don't want people to be thinking, this is a weird language, we don't understand, and it sounds daft. We don't want that. And we don't have to use all this kind of Christianese, as you might call it, but we do. I'll give you a very simple example. Many, many preachers use the word scriptures when they mean the Bible. Scriptures is an in-word. People in the street, they don't know what that means. They may not know anything about the Bible, but Bible is a word that is used to describe a book that has some sort of definitive authority. So you have a Cook's Bible, you have a Biker's Bible, you have a Beauty Bible. That's a very simple example, but there are hundreds of these where we use particular words and ideas and phrases and images which only mean something to us on the inside. Now, I recently looked up sacred cow. And it's a term that comes from, you know, the way bulls were used as sacrifices in ancient religions. That's for apparently a primeval cow of Norse mythology, sacred sacrifice of a red heifer in Judaism. You probably know all this. But of course, it now doesn't mean that for a lot of us. A sacred cow is an object of reverence. And quite often, an object that's sort of outgrown its reverence, I think, really, that is revered and beyond, really, what it should be, perhaps. And the reason I mention this is because I think Christianity has its sacred cows. It has certain things that we have revered because they in some way reference God. But it doesn't mean that those things themselves are what is important. If I come back to Paul and why he changed his name, you know, he went that far. He went as far as rechristening himself, if you like, because he didn't want Christianity to look embarrassing and silly and irrelevant to those people on the outside. He didn't want it to come across as a joke. If Paul can go that far, surely we in the church can start to rethink. I know there are so many sacred cows, and there are so many good reasons to hang on to the sacred cows, but I think there are better reasons to start slaughtering some of them. Thanks very much for listening. That was Dave's podcast.